You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Friday afternoon, went and tried a new, new for us, Cajun place.
Ooh.
Sat at the bar and ordered some Cajun food.
Have a little kick to it.
Yeah, well, I got to say, it was quite tasty. And it might have been this particular bartender made the best old-fashioned I maybe have ever had until we each got a second one.
Yeah.
Not as good. And I thought, you know what? I think he may have just gotten lucky.
Maybe, yeah, he wowed you. He wooed you in with the first one.
Yeah.
And he's like, suckers, when it came to number two.
I've not ordered fried chicken off a menu in many, 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 many years. It's just not my thing. I don't dislike it. It's just not what I typically order. But this had like a Cajun fried chicken. I was like, I'm going to try it.
Oh, my God.
It was tasty. But I'll probably go back to several years without ordering fried chicken.
I love fried chicken.
There's just something about it.
It's funny. It's not necessarily the chicken part of the fried chicken. It's
the breading
on the outside and the skin. Like, if I could just get a plate of breaded skin, man, I'm in.
You would have liked this place then because it was a spicy, little bit of a kick. Not overly, but
could you imagine going on a first date and that's your order? Can I get the plate of breaded skin?
Yeah.
I don't think a second date would be in my future.
So good. There's that, but I'm anxious to get to what you've got for me.
It was just a jam-packed weekend, and it's funny because I was going to talk about the amount of food and libations that I consumed this weekend, which led to us on Sunday going, my God, we have got to change our lifestyle, because this weekend was bad with various dips and kebabs and empanadas and ribs and mac and cheese. We had flan. We had cheesecake. I was making old fashions. And then the way I make them, I actually make them with maple syrup in them. So they're really sweet and you can kind of like feel it on your teeth. But we had a big neighborhood block party get together on Friday night. My sister had a big get together with some family friends on Saturday. And then we had a little kind of birthday party thing with Reed and Lila and some of their friends playing putt-putt on Sunday. So we had, you know, cake and cupcakes and bad food at that. And, man, I'm just feeling it today. Super lethargic, super bloated. So we're both like, my gosh, we are back on the shakes. We're going to be back into working out. So it had to be done. We had our free weekend.
Super bloated, eh?
Super bloated. That would be my comic book name this Monday. Unbuttoning my belt. The one takeaway I had from this weekend was our little get-together with the neighborhood. And we're sitting around talking with some of the other guys in the neighborhood. And there was a lot of dogs running around. And one of the guys brought up how in the past they had a dog. And they eventually got another one. So they had two dogs in the house. And he's like, you guys aren't going to believe what we did with the second dog. We named it the exact same name as the first dog. So they had two dogs running around the house named, you know, I don't remember what the name was, Skipper or something. So both dogs came when you yelled Skipper.
It's a good idea.
It's a great idea. And then the other day he couched it. Well, first he was like, it's great because you're at a park or something and you're yelling the dog's name. They both come. And he's like, and our logic behind it, too, was his wife worked from home and he was away a lot. And so if there was ever an intruder in the house, the wife would just yell one dog's name, Skipper, and both dogs would come to protect.
Totally makes sense.
Totally makes sense, doesn't it? I like this. I have never heard of this before. Have you?
I have not heard it before, but as soon as you said it, the first thing that went through my mind was, boy, that could save a lot of time.
It really could, like loading
Besides,
them up
it doesn't
in the
really
car.
Matter. As we've discussed on the show, you can call your dog anything. You can call your dog Cheeseburger, and it's just all tone of voice anyway.
Well, dogs know their name. They absolutely know that. Oh, come on. So I just thought that was a great idea, especially the
So you're saying if your dog is lying there and it's got, she's, Goldie Fawn has her chin resting on her paw. She's kind of asleep. If you go, Goldie, she'll look up at you, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Okay, same inflection. If you went, Cheeseburger, the dog will look up exactly the
same. I
got to
test it out. I don't think.
Don't think so?
Like, if I'm calling her from the backyard to come in, and I'm like, ravioli, ravioli, you know, she's
she'll
not going to
come.
No, she won't.
Just
That's
the sound
ridiculous.
Of human voice. Try it.
Which, on a side note, ravioli is a pretty darn good dog name, now that
not
I think
bad,
about
is it.
Ravioli! This Italian chef comes running over at the park. Yes? Anyway.
Well, that's an interesting story. Idea.
Isn't
so
that
thank
an interesting
you for sharing
idea?
That.
You're welcome. So now maybe somebody else could take that and run with it.
I bet some of our listeners are going to give this a shot now.
Please do.
Except for the people who are like, no, each dog is an individual and you're stomping on their personality.
And intruders everywhere are like, oh, no, don't do this.
You know, think about it. You might want to do the same with your children, right? If you have three sons, name them all David, you know?
David!
They all come running.